Hey, it's Kenny. Welcome to episode number 6. I'm hanging out with Matt Beckwith, an active resident of Stockton, California. Stay tuned.
Kenny, it's weird, man. It's like the last time we sat in this room, the Outback Studios, I was interviewing you for my podcast. So it's cool. It's come full circle. Mm-hmm. I started Podcast Stockton, I think back in 2009. The idea was there's tons of people talking negative about the city, mostly people inside of Stockton. And at the time I worked in the Bay Area and I heard a fair share of that out there as well. And I lived in this community and thought there's so much great stuff. There's so many great stories. It was all about the stories. And I had done a couple of podcasts for a while before then, but decided, you know, I want to talk to people in Stockton. So originally started off doing restaurant reviews, business reviews, you know, interesting takes on the news. But quickly, I mean, even with episode one, it was about telling stories, interviewing people, maybe interviewing people that traditional media wasn't talking to. So, you know, interesting bloggers or people doing interesting things in Stockton. Mm-hmm. And very proud of our run. We went for about 6 years, I think, and a little over 100 episodes, talked to lots of great people, met some amazing people. But, you know, the premise was, it was the show all about the great life. And, you know, you go to any community, especially a community our size, 300,000 plus people, and you're going to find the negative. But I was purely focused on the positive, and we got some slack for that. Like, mm-hmm. Everything's rose-colored glasses. And I said, look, traditional media has a pretty good cover on the negative stuff. We're mm-hmm. going to cover the positive. So we never talked about crime. We never talked about the foreclosure mess. We never talked about... I mean, later in the years, we dabbled in it, but really it was put our best foot forward. What's the best stories about Stockton? And man, we had so many amazing people on that show, and there's still lots of stories to be told, so I'm glad there's people out there still doing it.
Mm-hmm. So here with Matt Beckwith, founder, creator of Podcast Stockton. Currently, it's not on air, but in the future, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, it's been a little over a year since our last uh-huh. show, and in podcasting, that's a pretty long pod fade. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I still have the equipment. I don't know. Probably not. But I said I look back at those years and those 100 plus episodes, pretty fondly.
So what other organizations are you involved with in Stockton?
So I currently am a board member and an active volunteer with the Stockton Bike Coalition. I've been with that organization for I think 4 years, and we're a cycling advocacy and education nonprofit. Mm-hmm. You know, our goal is to go throughout the county, but we've just because of the size, we focus on a lot of stuff here in Stockton. I'm very proud of the work that we've been able to do with that organization, advancing cycling and active transportation, both from an activity standpoint through some of our activities, but also through you know, education and getting the word out around the Bicycle Master Plan. Carrie McNichol, our board chair, was instrumental in working with the city and the other agencies to help shepherd that along. So we're awfully proud of that work. I also am, along with my wife, a volunteer coach for the Stockton Stingrays, the mm-hmm. NBBA-sanctioned beat baseball team. Beat mm-hmm. baseball is a version of America's pastime played with blind and visually impaired athletes. So mm-hmm. We've been coaching that group for a few years. We've been playing with them and hanging out with them for a number of years. In fact, I met them through the podcast mm-hmm. and then ended up doing some work with them. And then now my wife and I and my daughter, until she moved off to college, was pretty active in that group as well. Mm-hmm.
So why do you continue to live in Stockton?
Man, I love that question, Kenny. I always said I chose to live here. I mean, I grew up two blocks from where we sit right now. And then I moved to a couple other places in, you know, within California, and then moved a couple places within Stockton. But I decided to come back, and I decided to raise my family here. I mean, we have We have two daughters, we have two grandkids, and our, you know, they all live in Stockton. Our youngest daughter is off at school. But we chose to live here. I chose to live here. I chose to raise a family here. It's a city I can be proud of. I mean, of course, if there was a national pastime of Stockton residents, it would be bashing Stockton, which is this interesting dichotomy. It's especially for years I worked in the Bay Area and the East Bay, and people that live in Stockton bash Stockton. But don't you dare bash Stockton outside of Stockton, because we will jump down your throat. But we don't jump down each other's throat when we do it.
Right.
But I saw all the positive. I saw, you know, my kids went to school, started off at Victory Elementary in Stockton Unified by Victory Park. And my oldest daughter had a great time there. And then we moved to the north side of town, and my kids went to Lodi Unified Schools on the north side and had great experiences. And we have great neighbors. We have great experiences with you know, businesses in town. We love the restaurants. We love the, you know, lately there's more live music in town, and downtown's, you know, exciting again. And that's, you know, I can't imagine not living here, especially not just because we've invested years in this city, but there's tons going on and lots of great people.
But you hear people say, well, there's a lot of crime, there's a lot of bad people.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you this story. I decided to do Podcast Stockton. The first idea was do a blog, it was Blog Stockton, and that lasted about 2 weeks. And I said, I'm going to go back into podcasting, because I had done podcasts before. Mm-hmm. I had some recording equipment. And I settled on doing some interview shows. So I went out and bought a portable mic so I could use out in the field. And then the day before I was supposed to do my very first interview, I was interviewing Tom Moshe, used to be a local blogger. I was going to interview him. And the day before that, I was at work, and somebody broke into our house and cleaned us out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't even fathom the amount of stuff that they took. Mm-hmm. They came through our back door and ransacked the house. The Outback Studios, where we sit right now, were demolished. They took laptop. They took my recording equipment. They took my recorder that I was going to use the mm-hmm. very next day to start Podcast Stockton.
Mm. Wow.
Think about think about that. There's some irony there. I'm going to do a show all about the great life in Stockton, where we're only going to talk about the positive, mm-hmm. and I was just a victim of a residential burglary. Mm-hmm. So that night I sulked and I said, I'm not going to do the show. I can't do this. This is why I can't do it. I just got robbed. And I sent a message out to Tom, and he said, dude, you still have to do it. Suck it up. Go buy another microphone and let's do this. I thought, he's right. Mm-hmm. He's right. And I know there's crime. You know, where the neighborhood I live in has, the last year has gotten better, but there was a spike of residential burglaries. I mean, mm-hmm. we have an alarm, we have dogs, we have a big dog. That's, I think that helps us a lot, but we're not immune to it. Mm-hmm. We've had our vehicles broken into. So I'm not blind, mm-hmm. but I'm also very aware that that exists in every city. Mm-hmm. Although I used to work in Pleasanton for a short while, and they used to always say there's no crime in there, and then there was a pretty heinous murder not too far from where I worked, and people stopped saying that. But crime exists, and in a city of 300,000, yeah. crime exists. Do I feel safe walking down the street at night? Yeah, look, where I live, there's a neighborhood bar, and every yeah. once in a while, we'll walk down to that yeah. neighborhood bar at night.
And what I've noticed, too, only thing that's real is the things that are negative. If they're positive, oh, that's just rose-colored glasses. That's not reality. But yeah. they seem to forget that reality consists of the good and the bad.
Yeah.
And for some, I think it's human nature to
it totally is.
It's easier to focus on the negative.
Yep. Yep. It's that jolt. And look, as long as I've lived in this city, I've experienced love and compassion and kindness. You know, one of the things that, you know, for all of social media's ills, in our community, man, look at how many groups there are about supporting people in Stockton, mm-hmm. and the amount of love and support and compassion. It has become popular to be out and open with your love and compassion for your fellow Stocktonian. And that is incredible. That is something that we didn't have before social media.
And even, I've noticed, like, even the political groups, either in there may be some contention, but overall I do see a positive, like, coming together of people from different sides for a common goal is to improve the city.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I can't remember the quote. I wish I had a quote, but I had Michael Fitzgerald from The Record on the show very early on in Podcast Talking Days, mm-hmm. and he was the one that kind of put it in my brain of thinking it this way, that, again, people inside of Stockton talk trash, but don't you dare say it if you're outside of Stockton.
Right.
But also, you know, he was the one that kind of turned me on to this concept that we're this scrappy town. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not small. 300,000
plus people. And I think it should live up to that, because For a long time, even with the opening of the restaurant downtown, what was the first one? Perry Gary's.
Oh, this is
such a bad idea, because I think it should take advantage of being scrappy. And, like, I think a lot of people like that, especially the young.
Yeah.
The millennial crowd, they like the scrappy. They don't want to live in Roseville. They don't want to live in the suburbs. They want to live in like an urban setting, and we have that.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that Stockton does not take advantage of that scrappy reputation.
I love the concept of being scrappy. Mm-hmm. Because Stockton we get our teeth kicked in all the time, as a city, especially in the press, but again, from people even in Stockton. But the fact that we still thrive, there are still people here that love this community, and I'm not talking about, like, the guy that filmed the video that said, you know, Stockton is wonderful. That guy is about as out of touch as anybody I've ever met in my life,
right?
Because he never left Brookside. I mean, I don't remember mm-hmm. the guy's name, but. You know, mm-hmm. he made that video, and everybody's like, oh, see how great Stockton can be? Stockton is not the Stockton through the only the people who live in
Brookside. It's not just Brookside.
I mean, there are so many parked pockets of Stockton mm-hmm. that are real Stockton, mm-hmm. that are real neighborhoods.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and I've, you know, I've I get to be the one to say I've seen every inch of Stockton because I've rode my bike on every single street in the city. And I've seen these pockets. I've talked to people. Now, some of these pockets I rode through fast early in the morning. But many of them, it's like people just came out and talked to you and kids waved at you. And that's the Stockton, the east side of Stockton, the south side
of
Stockton.
You'd be amazed how just talking with people, how it bridges that gap between different people. And I think that's the power of social media, like you were saying.
Yeah.
You see a lot of, you know, just people caring about each other here.
When we, you know, it's overplayed that being a melting pot is good.
Mm-hmm.
But I grew up in this city. I mean, I've lived here since I was 5 years old. I mm-hmm. moved away a couple times. But I can't imagine living in an area where everybody looks like me, thinks like me, does the same thing as mm-hmm. me. Because I didn't experience that. My kids didn't experience that. I grew up in Stockton in a time when our neighborhood had more Southeast Asian kids that were mm-hmm. new to the country mm-hmm. than we did anybody else.
And same here. Yep.
And there was that presented challenges that we may not face today, mm-hmm. but I'm a better person for it. I mean, my best friend growing up was from Cambodia, and mm-hmm. his grandfather was the last freely elected president of Cambodia mm-hmm. who lived in Stockton until he passed away many years ago. And the parts that make Stockton great are because we're a melting pot. That thing that people say, but for us, it's what creates diversity, and diversity in food, diversity in thought, diversity in activities mm-hmm. that most cities our size have, but they do a better job of I don't know if it's marketing is the right word, but they do a better job of wearing that out in the open, where I don't think Stockton mm-hmm. does.
So how do we move forward? How do we move forward as a city to improve?
I luckily get to be the one, like many other people in the city, to sit on the sidelines and just, you know, play a Monday morning quarterback, because I could never imagine doing anything in public life or political life, because that's quite honestly, that's too hard. But I've always said, everything starts from the top. You have to have government people in elected positions that actually care about the city and not just their own advancement. And we got to get jobs. Until we get companies to come here and get people to want to stay here, mm-hmm. we're going to have this cycle of people leaving. And you know, we're, as we record this, just yesterday, the Stockton Scholar Program was announced with a seed of $20 million to help kids in Stockton go to JCs and CSUs. Mm-hmm. And that's a great step. I mean, even the Quarter Posse Foundation with their Job Ready program, mm-hmm. Getting, you know, funding hundreds and hundreds of kids to go to junior college and trade schools. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's going to create a labor market. You know, it's the old chicken versus the egg, which came first, the jobs or the people to work those jobs. And at some point, we're going to need those jobs here. We're going to need economic diversity where people don't have to drive to the Bay Area. I mean, we've lots of organizations, as you're very well aware, they're trying to get Stockton and Central Valley to be Silicon Valley 2.0 or 3.0. And
it's not going to happen because it hasn't happened.
It hasn't.
There's evidence of that.
There, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And, but that's what we need. We need some industry. We need something to bring people to let people stay here. Cause you know, that's look at parts of our town where people get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and they drive to the Bay Area. It's hard to build a community when you have that many commuters, and that getting people to stay here and creating more infill development, those things have a positive impact on crime, as does cycling. And the more you get people riding mm-hmm. their bike to work and staying in their communities, that has positive impacts on economic development and on crime. And those are the things, you know, to me, it all starts with jobs. Get companies to be here, start that momentum, and then we start to see that progress, you know, move up like a hockey stick instead of gradual.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for hanging out for this podcast.
Yeah, thanks for coming back to the Outback.
Hey, thanks for listening. Want to check out recent episodes? Go to kennymccann.com/podcast. Until the next one, take care.